Hey there, welcome to the Next Level Nutrition Biz podcast. I'm Stephanie Long and I'm a business coach for nutritionists. After struggling with how to start my own nutrition business, I finally figured out how to launch my business and sign clients without the overwhelm, and now it's my mission to share this with you too. This is why I created my online course, Launch Your Nutrition Biz, to teach you the exact steps you need to take to start your nutrition business and sign your first paying clients. In this podcast, we'll talk about how to start and grow your nutrition business, sign new clients, come up with an easy-to-follow marketing plan, and make money doing what you love. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Next Level Nutrition Biz podcast. Today, we're talking about one of my favorite topics, which is how to start a profitable nutrition blog. Now, you might be wondering, I thought blogging was dead. Who is blogging anymore? And I 100% agree with that. You know, just a couple of years ago before I started my own blog, I had the same thoughts. I thought that blogging was, you know, so 2010. If you hadn't started a blog back then, how profitable could a blog really be if you started one today? So I definitely had my reservations, and you might be having some reservations as well, or perhaps you've started blogging, but you're not seeing it actually help your business at all. You feel like you're spending time writing these lengthy blog posts or maybe short blog posts, you're putting them up on your website and nothing is becoming of them. So you're just thinking, this is such a throwaway marketing strategy. It's not working. It's not helping. And again, I don't blame you if you're feeling that way right now. But that being said, with all of my, you know, prior discouragement around blogging and wondering if it would really work or not, I decided to take the leap into starting my own blog about 2 years ago. And the reason I did this was because I met a local girl named Ashley here in Victoria, BC, Canada, where I live. And Ashley is a nutritionist by trade, but now she focuses her business on SEO, which is search engine optimization. And Ashley and I decided to connect. We became quick friends. She told me about the business she does for SEO and how this could be really impactful for my business and for the nutritionists that I help in my community. And I have to be honest, I had heard the word SEO, but I had no idea what it really meant. You know, Ashley was talking what it felt like gibberish to me, and I was just kind of confused on like, how is this really going to help my business? And I will get into SEO a little bit more in just a bit. But basically what Ashley explained to me is that you can use a blog on your website to drive a lot of traffic to your website if you're blogging correctly. I told Ashley, I'm not really a fan of blogging. I don't think it's really going to work. And she advised me, let's just give it a try. Let's try it out. Let's come up with a blogging strategy. And lo and behold, Ashley helped me come up with a really solid 1 year blogging strategy. So we came up with 12 blog topics. And just after writing the first couple blog posts, the first one being how to start a nutrition business, the second one being, I believe it was 22 ideas for your nutrition business. And then there were, you know, more blog topics from there. But even those first blogs that I wrote started gaining a lot of traction. I started getting more traffic to my website than I had ever seen before. And it was mainly due to the blog that I had now started on Ashley's advice. So needless to say, I became hooked on blogging. I went from, I will never have a blog. There is no reason for me to. I already have a podcast. Why would I switch over and start something completely new? To, wow, this is really working. I'm actually gaining more traction on my website and more traffic than I had ever had from my podcast. And I've only had to write a couple blog posts. So very quickly, I became a convert over to blogging and started sharing with my community how you can also use blogging in your business to really grow it to that next level. But first, before we, like I mentioned, jump into SEO, search engine optimization, keywords, how to do blogging right, we need to talk about why blogging is important, how I personally know blogging works, so a little bit more of those nitty-gritty details and metrics around my personal blog, and then how a lot of people are blogging the wrong way right now. So if you fall into that category of having started a blog, you feel like no one's reading it, it's not really doing anything for your business, you might be unfortunately blogging the wrong way. And that's okay. I have some resources for you that I will share on how to actually teach you the right way to be blogging and actually get your blog bringing in more traffic, because that's essentially what we want to be doing with any marketing tool that we are using in our business. So why is blogging so important? The first thing is that it has the ability to bring traffic to your website 24/7, which means more eyes on your website, more eyes on your services page, more potential people filling out a contact form, a discovery call form, whatever it is, whatever your call to action is on your website, you're getting more people to the site that is giving them the opportunity to take action. So more people are finding out about you because a blog lives on your website and somebody can find that blog post at any time of the day. You could live in Canada and someone in Australia could find your blog post while you're sleeping. So that's the number one reason why blogging is so important. The next is that the content on a blog is searchable and relevant for days, for weeks, for years, versus where you might be spending your time is on social media, let's say Instagram, for example, and that type of content usually has a short lifespan. Usually you'll post something, you'll come up with this amazing post, you know, maybe a couple people will see it, they'll like it, maybe you'll get a new follower or two, and then that post, you know, goes into the oblivion. Nobody sees it again unless you repost it and you spend all this time on that and it's not being seen or reused, or it's not really growing your business 24/7. So with a blog, that content is searchable all of the time. Somebody can go to Google and search for a topic that maybe you've written about on your blog and they can find it, you know, tomorrow, next month, next year, and it's still relevant. Obviously, we have to be updating blog posts and making sure the information is still relevant, but somebody could be searching for something 1 year from now and you've created a resource that's going to be really helpful for them. You can also showcase your expertise on a topic. So you really get to talk about that thing that you feel familiar with, that you feel educated on, that you feel like an expert in and an authority on, and you can really showcase, here's what I know about this, and then bonus points, here's how I can help you with that thing you're struggling with. Maybe that's getting them onto your email list, maybe that's having them book in a discovery call. Whatever the call to action is, you can use that blog post to really bolster your authority and showcase how much you know about a certain topic. You can also, like I said, build that authority and then become that go-to expert in your field. So you could become a go-to expert in nutrition, or more specifically, if you have a niche within that niche, because other practitioners, other health providers might be reading your blog posts and seeing you as this valuable resource in the field and start referring over to you. I also kind of mentioned this, but one reason why blogging is so important is that it can lead people towards the next step to work with you. So you can actually write inside your blog post, you know, if this was helpful, let's take it to that next step. If you need support with XYZ, book in a discovery call. So you can really tell people, you know, now that you've read all this information on the blog post, what are you going to do next to support your goals? And then lastly, it helps you grow your business without having to be on social media all the time. This is a really important one for me personally. I have a love-hate relationship with social media. Sometimes I love it, sometimes not as much of a fan. And, you know, I know that so many of you in the community feel the same way. I talk to people every single day that say, I don't want to have to rely on social media to grow my nutrition business. And blogging is that gateway to help you not have to rely on social media. I say this because I used to spend a lot of time on social media, and when my blog started to pick up traction and I started to have more sales, you know, because my blog was being found on Google, I was able to step away from social media. And I post maybe once a week now, but I still get a lot of traffic to my website because of my blog. So let's talk about how I personally know that blogging works. Again, I was a disbeliever in blogging. Ashley convinced me, you know, blogging was the way to go. And once I jumped in, I saw a lot of traction really quickly. So now, 2 years later, since I started my blog, I guess that would be back in 2022, I now get 10 times more traffic to my website from Google or other search engines versus social media. So let's say on average, every month, I get 1,000 people from Google that come to my website, and I get 100 people from social media. So I get 10 times more traffic from Google. So somebody types in a question, they want an answer, they find my blog post, they come to my website, and I'm the one that's gaining that traffic. Very rarely does somebody, you know, find you on social media, read your content, go to the link in your bio, go to your website, consume all your content. It does happen, obviously, but it might not be happening as significantly or as often as it would be if you had content that was being found on Google, where people are asking multiple questions every single day. I also have, like I mentioned, daily traffic coming to my blog posts. So I use Squarespace for my website. This is where my blog is hosted. And I can see every single day traffic going to my How to Start Your Nutrition Business blog post, my meal planning software blog post, my now updated 24 ideas for your nutrition business in 2024 blog post. That one actually is getting a ton of traction right now. That's a blog post I wrote 2 years ago and made a couple updates and have had, I believe, over 500 people come to my website just in March 2024 because of that blog post. So daily traffic is coming to my blog. I'm also getting more signups for my email list. So I used to have a couple email signups trickle in, you know, every couple days. It wasn't that consistent. And now consistently, for the most part, every single day, I at least get one person new on my email list, but usually a couple or a dozen people on my email list every single day. So it is growing because people go to my blog. I have certain calls to actions throughout that blog for them to grab my free resource, watch my free workshop. They sign up for my email list, and now I've grown that community as well. And then once people are on my email list, I can nurture them and actually, you know, educate them more, teach them more, give them more value. And then that can actually translate to more sales for my online course. And that's another thing that I have seen with my blogging and the SEO. Again, we'll talk about this in a moment, but the SEO that I've done for my website and my blog, I have seen my sales increase for my online course, Launch Your Nutrition Biz, and for my membership Nutrition Business Club. The reason I know that people are coming directly from Google or search engines or finding my blog is that when somebody checks out and purchases my course or my membership, I have a section on the checkout that says, "How did you hear about Launch Your Nutrition Biz?" And they will say exactly how they learned about me. So a lot of people will say, "I Googled how to start a nutrition business. I Googled nutrition business coach. I found one of your blog posts," so on and so forth. And they are finding me organically through search engines, coming to my website, maybe joining my email list, maybe just going right ahead and purchasing my course or reading some blog posts, feeling like well supported by the free education I'm putting out, and then joining my online course because they feel confident that I can help to solve their problems. So those are just a few ways of how I know that blogging is working. And like I said, I check my analytics on my Squarespace website every single day, and I'm consistently seeing month after month that my traffic is so much more significantly coming from search engines and Google and my blog than it is coming from social media, my podcast, YouTube, or any of the other places that I'm putting time. So that's how I know that blogging is working and it's worth putting time and investment into. So let's talk about how you might be blogging the wrong way. So if you're already blogging, maybe some things you might be doing wrong that we can give you some solutions on how you could do it the right way. Or if you haven't started blogging yet, these are some red flags to avoid so that you don't make these mistakes when starting your nutrition blog. The first one is that you don't have a clear niche for the blog or your business, and you're trying to speak to everyone. So you're trying to write a blog post on gut health, and then the next day you're trying to write a blog post on fibromyalgia, and then the next day on rheumatoid arthritis. So you're kind of jumping from thing to thing to thing, and you don't have one focus. You don't have one niche that is kind of driving the content. It's all over the place. And this makes it really hard for Google to understand what it is that you're an expert in. So this is the one thing I see a lot of people doing, and this can easily be solved by just picking that niche or even just picking a focus for your blog. Maybe you still have a general nutrition practice, but your online blog has one focus. Also, a lot of people are choosing any random topic to write about for their blog. And this is a big red flag. If you are doing this is not going to serve you in the long term. Picking any random topic that you just want to write about is not the way to go. The reason being is that you might think it's a really good topic that people want to learn about, or that you want to write about because you're so excited about it, but are people actually searching for those topics on search engines or on Google? And this is where SEO, search engine optimization, comes into play. Now, a lot of people are blogging the wrong way because they're not using SEO or keywords on their blog posts. So here's what people are doing wrong. They're picking any topic to write about. They're writing their blog posts. They're not really worrying how long it is. They're not really saying certain things in it, like to tell Google exactly what the blog post is about. And that blog post is not being found online. So the better strategy, and the one that I recommend, the one that, you know, 1000% helped me not only get more traffic to my website, and I forgot to mention this, but also get listed on the first page of Google multiple times, because let's be honest, people are not scrolling to the second or third page of Google. They're going to the first page, maybe looking at a couple of the resources, and they're picking one from there. So I have had multiple blog posts on the first page of Google, and more importantly, in the first spot on Google. So right at the top, the first blog post, you know, somebody searches how to start a nutrition business. You can do this right now to test it out. And sometimes this will change, you know, sometimes it might drop to second, to third, it will go back to first. That's just because of the Google algorithm. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, my blog post is going to show up as the first resource on Google. So I have so much authority when somebody's searching how to start a nutrition business. Usually you're going to pick that first resource if it seems legitimate. So I'm teaching this because, again, I've seen it work in action and it's benefited my business in so many ways. And the reason that I've been able to get in that first spot on Google multiple times and the first page of Google many, many times is that I have invested time into learning SEO. So SEO is search engine optimization. And basically what we're trying to do is optimize the content on our website, whether that's our homepage, about page, or our blog post. We're optimizing it so that search engines like Google can understand what those pages or what that content is about. So we're optimizing the content so that Google can show it to more people. And the way that we do this is through something called keywords. So when somebody goes to Google and they type in how to start a nutrition business is a keyword, or it's a set of words somebody is asking a question about. And the more people that are asking that question, the more potential you have. If you write a blog post called how to start a nutrition business, the more potential you have for Google to understand what your blog post is about and then show it to more people. And there is a process for learning SEO and keywords that a lot of people don't understand and a lot of people don't know. And that's exactly why I created the workshop, How to Make Money from Blogging, because I wanted to share exactly how I've gotten so much traffic from my website and my blogs, just like I've shared with you already, but actually show you how to find keywords for your website and for your blog post. So how to actually find what people are searching for on Google. And there are lots of tools you can use. And in the workshop, I actually share the exact tool that I use to find keywords, how to use it. So I give an actual step-by-step tutorial on here's how to search for those keywords. Here's how to know if you can rank on Google for those keywords. Here's to how to take that keyword and actually put it into a blog post topic. Here's how to write your blog post and so on. So SEO, you know, it sounds a little bit scary and intimidating, but I promise you that it does not have to be. I actually find it to be one of the most exciting things that I do in my business. I have actually been helping some of my friends and family members that have their own small businesses. No, not nutrition businesses, but general businesses that are local or online, and help them with their SEO. And they are seeing lots of traffic increase and sales in their business. So this works. Like, I never like to say that there's like a magic, you know, key or puzzle piece for a business that's going to like blow up your business. But if I was like, you know, if someone was like, you have to tell me what the one thing is that you would recommend I do to grow my business, I would say start a blog and learn how to do SEO. And again, this is exactly what I teach you inside this workshop. I teach you my entire process of finding those keywords, writing a blog post, also understanding how do you write the blog post, because that makes a big difference for Google. Google wants a certain amount of words. They also want a certain structure for your blog post. You also can use your blog post for more call to actions. And I give examples of the best, most effective ones to be using. I also talk through how often you should be blogging, and different ideas for topics. So this is a workshop that is packed full of information that's going to help you make money from blogging. And the ways you're going to make money from blogging is by getting more people on your email list and nurturing them and promoting your offers, getting more people to discovery calls, perhaps promoting lower priced digital products on your blog posts. You can even include affiliate links on your blog posts, even do sponsor blog content. And if your blog gets a lot of traffic, you can have ads. And I actually go into more of this inside the workshop. Also talking you through how to market your blog post, because yes, Google will help people find your blog post, but we also want to be able to share it with our community. And there are certain ways to do that where we're not just copy and pasting our blog post, putting it in an email and sending it out to our community. We don't want to do that. And there are strategic ways to share this content to continue bringing more traffic to your website, to continue engaging your audience and really supporting your community. So if you're like, I'm all in, I want to try out blogging, I want to learn about SEO because I've heard that it's important, head over to stephanielong.ca/bloggingworkshop and you will be redirected to the checkout to grab my $47 workshop, How to Make Money from Blogging. So here's what's included inside this workshop. You will get instant access to a 2-hour workshop that was hosted by me, where I share the exact steps that I took to get my own blog and business on the first page of Google multiple times. And we go into how to get your blog and business on the first page of Google. Like I mentioned, step-by-step tutorial on how to use SEO and my SEO tool that you can use for free, which I share more about inside of this workshop, to help you grow a profitable nutrition blog. We talk about how to come up with hundreds, literally hundreds, of blog topic ideas effortlessly. And also, you can use these topic ideas for social media or for your podcast. So this goes beyond blogging as well. There are tips on how to write and structure your blog posts for success. Remember, I said Google likes you to have a certain amount of words and structure in your blog post, and I actually give you step-by-step what needs to be included. You're also going to learn different strategies to get more traffic to your blog posts, which is going to help you sign more nutrition clients. And then also you'll get a strategy for how to take one blog post and transform it into multiple pieces of content effortlessly. Now, you get lifetime access to this workshop. So you can go through it again and again and again every time you want to refine your blogging, every time you want to learn more about SEO, every time you want to get more ideas for blog posts. You're going to have this resource. You can go through it over and over and over as many times as you need. I'm also giving you some awesome bonuses with this. So when you join the workshop, you will get a blogging organization spreadsheet. So this is exactly what I use in my own business to actually organize my blog posts. So to organize what keywords did I use in the blog post? What call to actions did I have in the blog post? Did I link to anything? And the reason that this spreadsheet is so important is, you know, as you write more blog posts, you're going to forget what call to actions you put in. You're going to forget, you know, what did you link to? If you have to make any changes, this spreadsheet's going to be a great resource for you to just quickly go to and then see if you need to make any updates to your blog posts moving forward. You're also going to receive an SEO keyword tracking template so that, and when you're learning the process of, you know, choosing and finding keywords, I've given you a template to keep track of all this. And then I've given you a checklist on how to rank first on Google. So the exact process you need to take to rank first on Google, just like I have multiple times for my own blog and business. And don't just take it from me. Here's some feedback I got when I ran this workshop live from those that attended. So one person said, also great blog workshop today, Stephanie. I've done a lot of webinars and courses on marketing, and that's probably the most valuable one I've ever been to. Lots of great takeaways, and you broke it down clearly and concisely without it being overwhelming. I really liked how you walked through live examples as it kept me engaged throughout. 10 out of 10. Another person said, I really enjoyed the blogging workshop. You offered so much insight in an understandable way with so many resources and tips. It was truly invaluable. Another person said, your How to Make Money from Blogging workshop has been a game changer for me. As an online fertility health coach who's been in business for almost 4 years, I have been missing such an important piece of the puzzle for getting more traffic and optimizing my website. Thank you, Steph, yet again for another home run workshop. And then lastly, we had someone say, great blogging workshop. I feel so far behind in anything technological, but you explained everything so well. It was easy to understand, and I feel completely confident that I can do it myself. Thank you. And I just wanted to add that last one in because I know a lot of people feel confused and overwhelmed with the tech around search engine optimization and keywords. And, you know, if I can do it, you can do it. And this is what this person said too. I don't know about technology, but you made it understandable and easy, and I feel confident I can do this myself. And that's what I want. Like, I am so excited and passionate about blogging and SEO because honestly, it's changed my business, but I just want to teach it to all of you as well, because this can be a real tool you can use to get your content in the hands of more people and essentially grow your business, have more clients, bring in more income, so you can continue doing exactly what you love doing. And that is starting, growing, and scaling your nutrition business. And I want to help you do that. And it starts with blogging. So again, head over to stephanielong.ca/blogging workshop. You're going to find the checkout. You can grab your spot inside the pre-recorded workshop. You can watch it anytime. You get lifetime access, and it's only $47. So imagine investing $47 and having your blog and business found on the first page of Google. I share everything on how you're going to do this inside of the workshop. So I really want to see you there and would love for you to grab your spot. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Honestly, I could talk about blogging forever. It's a topic I'm clearly so excited about, so passionate about, and can't wait for you to be as excited about it as well. So I will see you again next week for another episode. Thank you so much for listening. You can check out the show notes for any links that we talked about today. But again, head over to stephanielong.ca/blogging workshop to learn everything about this blogging workshop and be on your way to getting on the first page of Google. I'm really excited for you. Thanks for listening in. If you love this episode, be sure to leave us a review, share this episode with a friend, or tag us on social media. Talk to you soon.